J.P. Aaron Sebia, catcher for the Jays. J.P., we're at the launch of Connect Sports 2, and I saw you, to start off, I want to say, I saw you playing with Damon Allen of the Argos, CFL Hall of Fame quarterback, and you were laying a pretty severe beatdown in Connect Baseball, holding up for your sport.
It was domination. It was, I didn't want to have to do it, but I did it. He's a great guy, and I didn't want to run up to score, but it was one of those things I had to do it.
Well, you got to. I mean, that's what you learn in professional sports, right? You got to put the your foot down when you can.
Of course. I think that, you know, being a football player, if I would have let him beat me, it wouldn't have looked good, you know, so I had to really step up my game.
Now, I spoke to him a little while ago, and he said that you haven't played the football version yet. Are you planning to take him on, and are you worried about a little payback?
I mean, like I said, it's what he does, so if he beats me in it, I'm not going to be upset about it, but I mean, I'm more of a baseball guy, but I like the golf game. I'm big into golf, so.
And how'd that go? Because you guys play golf as well.
I've been doing well. I actually got beat up pretty. I got beat on the golf, but it's my favorite one of all of them to play. So.
Now, how was the baseball part of it? Because I mean, obviously you play the real thing. So how was the actual baseball video game part?
Well, that's always tough to emulate. You know, like you know anyone can wanna, you know, make a game about the actual game, but it's close. It kind of it gives you that feel to be able to be a part of it. You still got it. You know, the throwing motion, the swinging motion, it's still part of it, but it's always tough to emulate the actual game speed. But you know, it's cool. I think what it's doing for kids is cool because it gets them off the couch, and if let's say they can't play and go outside in the winter and play, they can play and make their you know, couch or whatever their home family room. They can make, that's their arena, that's their Sky Dome, you know, their Rogers Center.
Of course, and especially with us up here in the winter with the snow, it's good. It gives you the indoor playground.
Well, that's the thing, you know, and the big thing is you know, now with the Blue Jays, one of our big movements is getting kids out there, learning about, you know, healthy living, the eating right, the exercising. And this is a big part because, you know, I grew up in a generation where I just sat down and played video games. And now it's actual, you know, they can play and they can kind of get a workout out of it. And they can kill two birds really with one stone.
Now, you brought it up, so I want to talk to you a bit about it. I've seen your buddy, your homeboy, Brett Lowry tweet about video games and you guys playing together and a little bit about Mario Brothers action. I mean, talk to me about the kind of games that you guys play.
We play Mario Brothers. That's Mario Kart. For a while we were big on Mario Brothers. I was Mario, he was Luigi, and it was a competitive game.
Now, was it tag team action? Were you guys trying to save the princess together, or were you going head to head?
No. We're a team. This is a serious. We're trying to go and save princess. This is no game matter. Right? This is a serious event that we were trying to take.
Their lives at stake.
Yeah, I mean, we needed to get princess. If we don't save princess, we don't go to sleep.
And how'd it go?
We saved princess.
Nice, so job well done then.
Yeah, it was a good time on Mario Brothers.
Now, obviously we know the Jays are one of the youngest teams in the major leagues. Video games are bigger with the younger generation. How much gaming is there in the clubhouse and on you know, plane rides and stuff like that with you guys?
I think more in the plane rides, more on the road in the hotel rooms, more than in a clubhouse. You know, sometimes you'll have a game console, but you know, I don't remember any of our guys playing a video game this year in the clubhouse on a console. But they're there, and it's just something that a lot of guys do, and old to young, a lot of guys are into them. And now this is something where I think it kind of changes the generation where older people can play this and have fun as well.
Now, do you find that when you guys play games that there's a certain element of smack talk and trash talk that comes in with it?
Oh, in video games, every time. I mean, that's what you play. You play to talk smack to the other person. So in video games, that's 98% of it is talking crap and being able to one-up the other person.
Talking to J.P. Aaron Sebia, Jays catcher on Got Game on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. Now, J.P., we're here, obviously, at the Connect Sports 2 launch. Back when we were kids, the games were on. It was on your couch with your thumbs. A whole different ball game now, getting up and playing around. And you work up a sweat when you play these games. This is no laughing matter.
No, for real. I think I was playing the baseball, and you got to kind of run. You got to emulate the run. And you know, after a long game, it's going to be a good workout. And I think that's cool. I think it's cool that, you know, they're able to do that now with kids, and kind of, like I said, you know, you want to play video games, and now you can make it into something where maybe your parents let you play video games because it's a form of exercise.
Now, do you think this will work into the J.P. Aaron Sebia off-season training regimen?
No, I take that serious, and that's all weights. That's a lot of stuff that goes on Will I play it? Yeah, but will I count it as any exercise for me? No.
I don't know. I could imagine if you and Brett got together and played a game, it would get pretty intense and you'd work up quite a sweat, and it would be a workout, no?
Yeah, I mean, we'd get a workout, and we would count it in as a workout, but I wouldn't count it as one of my workouts.
All right, I got to ask you a serious question, if I may. A lot of rumors going around right now about John Farrell, Boston inquiring about him. Nothing serious has happened as yet, but there's a lot of talk that they would be interested. I got to get your perspective. He's been your manager all year. How do you feel about that?
I feel like there's no substance behind it, so there's no reason to even comment about it because we're talking about something that's not true. There's always a lot of skeptics. There's always a lot of rumors. There's always this and that, and everyone knows 98% of them never happen. They don't pan out. So, as of right now, I know he's our manager. I don't see it any different, and I don't think he's going to be anywhere else but in Toronto.
Thanks very much, JP. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you.